women were potentially glazed over, decorated.
Well, she was upset yesterday with the post coverage. That was one of her problems, wasn't it?
But the post covered it bad.
Well, they only put that much on the decoration, she said. And well, last night the Star had a couple pages, and today the post covered the green room fine. So I talked to Julie. And I told Julie I'll run over and look at the green room after the tours, and then I'll call her after her.
My man, it's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. We're doing a hell of a job here. She is. But she, you know, if she just wouldn't read the goddamn Washington Post.
Well, or, you know, no matter how great a job you do, and even we think the candidates got all praise, but they got knocked.
Oh, sure. And this business.
The thing is, no one is going to, you can't get perfect write-ups on everything. It's impossible.
They aren't perfect. That's the problem.
And people have different tastes about things.
Some people like modern. I don't. I know we are.
I gave...
you know, one thing I wish that Pat would agree to do is coverage. Change the bird deal. We've got these goddamn birds in here. And I don't know what else we could put in, but there are things. I think, for example, what I have over the EOB is greater.
Yeah. I wonder if some of the state gifts even. Except you don't like that, but some
of
like that.
You can't have them, could you? I think that's ridiculous. I just think we could have a revolving group of state gifts there.
Sure. You have a revolving
group.
Yeah,
there. That's right. But those state gifts would do. Would you discreetly raise that to Julie? Say this, that it means so much. Nobody ever knows if you didn't use them all. But that it gives me something. Say, now, I like it when I'm a visitor in here. I say, those are bean birds. Well, who did Christ care? If you like bean birds, it's fine. But
it's too many for a man's office.
Yeah, it looks too feminine.
I think so. That star looks great at that, doesn't it?
I think it's fine. But, you know, you could put it over there.
Yes, it would be good over there.
In one shelf.
I thought about that day.
One shelf. Everybody will see what a magnificent thing it is.
Yeah, it wouldn't have the other background. It really is beautiful, and it would be good with the white background that would shine through on it. It's a good idea to go down and have some...
Well, like I was saying, Bob, I was scheduling here, you know, we grow up in the world, we're going to find a job, but I was saying, you know, what I said, bring him to so he has something to answer questions to. That is the distinguishing of my predecessors. I don't take a warm lunch hour, you know, and relax like others do. I don't see movies in the week. I don't look at television. I don't play bridge. I don't have any people, you know, and this, I don't do that sort of thing. Both Johnson and Eisenhower and Kennedy enjoy the evenings with friends. During the week, I don't do it. I never do. And my time off, therefore, is usually restricted to someone on the phone or something like that. And of course, they would do that too. My star was, Jesus, he would call me by the phone. You know, that's why, one of the reasons that he had the heart attack or something, because somebody they bothered him on the golf course about some goddamn, you know, just burned him up. Well, now, in view of this, though, I should never feel a bit guilty about taking off for 2 days any time to go to court. And our staff and everybody else. Somebody said, well, why can't you get a printer that he's working? Well, I don't think people, I just don't believe they give that.
You don't have to print it even, they know you're working. Like, and look, they know how hard, because I had called from my sister Grace, and her husband is a labor, you know, he works in a GE plant somewhere there, or GM, I guess it is. And he goes to work, in order to get there, he has to leave around 5 o'clock in the morning. And he listened on the radio, and he heard about all these meetings, and he said, you know, there are meetings when you go to work, and then there are others. And so the working person, and most people do run their radios in cars, they understand more so than anyone else. And we said, but you have to get somewhere between these meetings, I think.
Sure.
And what you can't say in this, you have to be away from the negative bit in between.
Exactly. Well, that's the
which
point.
Which we can't tell.
I must do
dinner last night.
Did you?
He was inside the hair salon. The stand, there was a bet between Stan and Volpe and how much their departments would do on some fundraising thing. And the Stans gave the dinner to the Volpes. And they had the Rumsfelds were there, and the Clark and Fragers, and the Secretary of Agriculture, and the Mortons.
Isn't that?
And John Mitchell, Margaret Donald Holler, and the Richardsons, and the Schultz. And then they had asked me and asked me to bring somebody, so I took Ray Price because I thought he'd fit in with that group.
He's still a doctor, too.
But they had a lot of good toast, and John Mitchell got up and said, you know, everybody was toasting you and all that. The most important thing when you're running, when you go to bed at night, when you get up in the morning, is what you, in government and out of government and in every way, can do to re-elect this man. The country needs it.
Can you be sure that Bill Sapphire, I want to get the cover for the... the 1 o'clock meeting. The 12 o'clock meeting. Just call Bill. You yourself say the president wants him to be here so that because he understands this international stuff. If he's a no-maker too.
Yes, sir.
But it was.
I just want to say that it's true. You know, we may not make it if we've done our best. It's the election year is rapidly approaching, but I'm sort of resigned to the thing because if this country's going to move in the other direction, so we better find it out in other roads, and then they'll have to adjust to it. They shouldn't. It's terrible to think that the Democrats are so irreproachably irresponsible, and basically they just let the mob take over the country.
And if the person I think gets the nomination,
Teddy?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be Teddy and Scoop Jack.
It's Muskie.
I bet it'll be Teddy. They'll go on his name. That's all they've got. They haven't got a darn thing.
And also, they can pay for the campaign, which is another.
You can pay for the campaign, although they're the ones who never paid for anything. That's why the National Committee, the Bob County, never paid for a stop on the thing. That's why they're
there. Yeah, huge guy.
It was interesting.
They seem to be in good spirits.
Very. And the Rumsfelds were there, too.
Could anybody report them on the meetings?
Well, there wasn't anybody there to do that. I was the only one.
I covered these people. I wrote a little note to Prime Minister of Portugal myself. I wrote it by hand, and I wrote a note to the general myself, at whose house we stayed in, by hand, and gave him a couple of golf balls. The only thing but the general sent them the picture so that they can have it for their house.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's what we sent it to them.
Yes. Sometimes an ashtray.
Oh, yeah, ashtrays, right. They go there and collect them. The ashtrays are fine. I told you already to have the suits down on the 22nd, correct?
Right.
And then you're going to follow up with Christian by hand, correct?
Yes.
Sets the stage for new monetary systems.
Oh, fantastic.
Very helpful. I mean,
so. I know how hard you worked. So now, have a good time. We'll see you.
Thank you very much.
Next week.